97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Oh, Susan.
That's your cue, girls.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show live in Eureka this morning. We've got a lot of folks have shown up down here. I apologize for the brief delay there when I popped the headset back on. We're taking the show live down here. Not only is it 9/11, of course, we've got the Focus Marine Foundation folks down here trying to help raise some money from them. FocusMarines.org is their website. If you can't make it down here this morning for some reason, shame on you, you can always go on their website and you can do a donation right there. They do such great work, and we've got a couple of the folks who not only have benefited from it, who've come back to help with the Focus Marine Foundation veterans, Todd Nicely and Sean Harrigan, here with us this morning. Gentlemen, thank you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back again. And I know I met you, got a chance to meet you, I believe it was last year when we did the broadcast live here. We learned a minute ago from Jennifer what great work Focus Marines does in helping people, and that it's not just a one-time deal. I mean, they're there for the veterans once they've been here. Sean, tell me what that means to you and how you got involved.
I got involved through Todd.
Okay.
He basically called me up and says, you got to come out. And what it means to me is creating a sense of community, like Jen and Brian talked about. I've got folks that call me on the phone. I love to hear from them, and it's just I love being around Marines. It does it for me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Todd, how did you find out about Focus Marines?
I found out about Focus Marines through Focus Marines. They were tracking me down for quite a long time. But after my injury in 2010, they wanted me to come out, and I said no, no, no. And eventually, I tried to commit suicide in 2016. And so I realized that I had one more chance at something, and I said, why not give this a shot? And once I did, it changed my whole life in a 180. It took all the pain and suffering I was going through and turned it into something that I was able to manage. So it was, for me, I love giving back to this organization because, for me, it changed my whole life.
That's got to be the toughest part. One of the toughest parts, I would imagine, would be trying to adjust back to life after you come out. And that would be very difficult. And so I imagine, you know, Focus Marines is going to help navigate that for a lot of people, and you both have mentioned the network that this has also created for you.
Yes, correct. And it's a great network. It's like they said, they don't give up on you.
Yeah.
And that's one of the hugest, that's one of the biggest things that they can do, is because most of these organizations, they bring you on and then they just say, here's their fishing pole, go home.
Yep.
Well, these guys, they don't give up. They're every Tuesday, or every first Tuesday of the month, I believe it is, and Thursday at end of the month, they have calls and they're always there for you.
Yeah. Todd, you mentioned your injury. Tell people how that happened. Where were you?
I was in southern Afghanistan in March 26, 2010. We were on a routine patrol, and I went to cross a bridge and ended up losing parts of all four of my limbs. So,
wow.
And Sean was actually the one who was there to save my life, so we have kind of a bond with that.
That we do. Yes, that's what the doctors told me. We got hit. We put a bunch of tourniquets on them, and we've been friends ever since.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you can relate a story or two, but obviously we know what Todd has been through here. For other folks that have a hesitancy to get involved,
yep.
What do you say to them?
Get involved. It changed my life. I used to not talk about it, not acknowledge it. Just pretend it wasn't real and it didn't affect me, but it sure did.
But what do you think is the biggest hurdle for people maybe feeling like they want some help, but they're just reluctant to actually reach out?
Yep.
What do you think that is?
It's a pride thing. It can be, I'm fine, I don't need help. But I urge some of y'all that if you're hurting, step up.
And
come see us.
It took you a while, right, Todd?
It did. I was hesitant. You know, my first thought was, I'm not doing none of this kumbaya. Bull crap, but you know it's one of those programs where it'll change your life. It will, if you take the tools that they give you and run with them. The only thing that can happen is good things.
Yeah. So you said that happened in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
How long had you been serving at that point? Were you a Marine?
Yes, I was okay. A United States Marine. I was in about 3.5 years, almost done with my 4-year service, 1 to 2 months away from coming home, and
Wow. So obviously we're here on 9/11 today. What's the significance of that for you?
It's a huge significance. I mean, that's the whole reason we went and did what we did. So, you know, to be here on that day and to remember what happened that long ago, a lot of people seem to forget that, but we're here today and we're celebrating. I don't want to say celebrating, but we're here remembering 9/11.
Yeah. And obviously, the United States is not there anymore. As someone who went there and made the sacrifice, are you sad about that? Are you sad?
I always say that there was a big thing with the yellow ribbons. We'll never forget. Well, where are those ribbons now? You know, did everyone just forget? And that's where I'm kind of at with it is, you know, we went and did what we had to do. We obviously pulled out. But that's where I struggle with it is, did everyone forget? Where are those yellow ribbons again?
You know? I think there's so many people now, sadly, who hate our country. There's disgust for the United States of America. People don't want to stand for the national anthem. I mean, for you two in particular, that's got to be tough. Two people who put their lives on the line for our country.
So one of the biggest reasons I stopped watching football.
Well, I still love our country.
Oh, of course. And that's obvious. Yeah, I'm with you. I quit a number of years ago and had paid very little attention to it, and really until just recently. Well, gentlemen, thank you both for your service to our country and for what you're doing to give back now. I mean, I don't know how many additional lives you might save as a result of that, but I know that's not the only reason you do it. But it's what a great effort.
Well, and that's something, too, is people don't realize that there's guys out there with moral injuries and not injuries that can be seen. There's tons of injuries that these guys are coming home with every day, and that's what Focus Marines tries to put an end to is the struggle.
Yeah. Well, focusmarines.org is the website. You can make a donation in person if you're down here today. They don't take any government donations, as Jennifer was telling us earlier. It's all private. And if they can, you know, if we can do anything to help out with that effort, we'd love to do it. So, Todd Nicely, Sean Harrigan, thank you guys both.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you for your time down here.
And we already had a $1,500 donation
this
morning, which was fantastic.
From Selbert Auto Repair, Auto Body, we appreciate their assistance and anything else you can do. We would certainly appreciate that. All right. And by the way, they just told me at Chickenelli's that they are raffling off a couple of their fantastic cheesecakes over there. So you can buy a raffle ticket and have a chance to take one of those home today. And all the money is going to be donated at the Focus Marines.
So I love a good cheesecake.
That. Absolutely. Yeah, you bet. Coming up, we are going to continue our live broadcast down here in Eureka. We're going to talk to the mayor, Sean Flower, in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
St. Louis is home for conservative talk.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Get more at 971talk.com.